Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth. What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Keep it, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth.
So many things going on right about now. I'm checking something right now. Hold on a second. Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. My bad. Hold on. Move that the way. Move that. Get my drink together right here. Right. Okay. I'm reloading. Drums, please. I went back and listened to my shit, Dad. My music wasn't loud enough most of the time. Why were y'all saying shit? What are y'all doing, K100? All my sound effects, my levels have been off. It should be like right here. I haven't been listening to the podcast. I've been so busy lately. Music's been down too low. Sound effects not popping right. I know it was getting on y'all nerves. They were so loud. But I do it on purpose. It's only because I love you. And I must maintain order in the K100 world. Welcome, everybody, to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. K100 Internet Radio, you dig? I'm your host, Blizz. And welcome, everybody, listening to me on the phone lines. Welcome, everyone, listening to me at www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100. That's the official website for the show at Blog Talk Radio. Thanks again. Welcome everybody that's listening to me via the podcast or the replay, either on iTunes, in the iTunes store, up under the podcast section. Alright, that's where you can find us. Thanks to everybody who's connected with me at MySpace, myspace.com/K100Radio. What's up to all my Facebook people? Facebook.com/K100Radio. Alright. Follow me on Twitter at Blizzum. I'm your host, Blizzum, by the way, just in case you didn't know. I'm the guy talking. I'm the host. I'm also the CEO of Chainless Entertainment. 10 years going and strong. Got albums in the works coming down the pipelines. Got music in the streets. We all on the internet with Chainless Entertainment. You can Google us at this point. I appreciate everybody who's showing us support at this point. You guys mean the world to me. You keep me going no matter what. All right? So I do this for y'all. Because y'all say, Blizzard, man, don't quit. I love it. I call the show. I listen to the music. Nah, man, you got to do you. I'm fucking with you like that. Right. So I do it for y'all. All right. Episode 166. Just married, but not dead. See? You see, I texted a couple of people. I texted a couple of married people, single people. I texted the married people because I want their input. And I texted the single people so you single people can listen to the married people. I've told you time and time again that K100 is like a community service project also to me. It's a way for me to vent. It's a way for me to get my music out here. It's a way for me to help my fellow underground artists. It's a way to entertain people and get into people's ear who doesn't listen to rap music. It's a way to expand my brand, but also, this is, in fact, a damn community service project. I am here to help my people out. What do you call people in the community that want to help you out? Community service. For free. You pay nothing to listen to K100. It's free. All you got to do is dial 347-934-0966 or log on to the internet. Now, if you got to pay for your internet service, that has nothing to do with me. Okay? But still, the show is free. It costs you nothing if you can get to me. All right? So that's what you do in the community when you give out service and help people out for free. Hello? Yes. So indeed, K100 is a community service project. Okay? Never doubt that. Now, with that being said, I'm here to help my fellow brother and sister. I want successful black marriages. I want more of them. I want all kids to grow up in a household with a mommy and a daddy. a mommy and a daddy. Not playing mommy and he's daddy. Not playing daddy and she's mommy. I said mommy and daddy. I didn't really mean to offend anybody, but I'm just saying what I would like to see. Now, with that being said, we need more successful marriages. Our kids are living in dire situations and crazy straits. The erosion of the black family is about 90% due with most of the issues that plague us as a people. All right? So therefore, since K100 is a community service project, I am in fact here to make sure and help and do my part to make black families stay together. Good black families, all right? I'm not here to match up lames with hoes, okay? I'm here to match up decent, upstanding black folk with other decent, upstanding black folk, okay? Well, I say some of the things I say, but if I'm talking to a hoe, I mean a hoe. Now, hoes need love too, but I'm not here to help the hoes out. I'm not here to help the bitch niggas out, okay? I'm here to help the real men and the real women, okay? That's episode 166. Just Married, Not Dead, is a community service project to help married couples that are married now who may be going through something, and also help the single people who think they want to get married or would like to be married one day. Now, which is me. I don't want to be single forever. I don't want to be the old guy in the club. You know what I'm saying? 50 years old, shawty, can I buy you a drink? Come on, man! Come on! Who wants to be that guy? Really? You want to be that guy? Kill yourself. I don't want to be that guy. I'm in my 30s, and I can't keep yourself forever. I can't. Physically, mentally, it's a drain on me. But, the point is, when I do get married, I want to make sure I know what I'm getting myself into. I got some married friends, I got some single friends. I was just in the wedding, a beautiful wedding, 2 weekends ago. Loved it. It's real nice. It was real good. I wish the best for them. And I'm going to ask my homeboy what has changed in about, 3 to 6 months. Because if they changed, if you signed the paper, shout it, tell me. Keep it 100 with your dog. I don't know. But I talk to my married friends, my single friends, about all kinds of things. You feel me? And this is one of them. Episode 166. Married, Not Dead. Okay? Real quick, want to remind everybody that the email to the show is k100radio@gmail.com. Artists, that's where you can send your music in an MP3 format to get played on the show. That's where you can send me feedback. Blizzum, I love the show. Blizzum, you suck. I take all criticism, constructive, or whatever. You know, all right? So just holler at me. Let me know if you want to correspond with me about K100. Now, if you just want to holler at your dog, you know, you hit me on the jack. You should have had a number already if you my dog. All right? Or hit me on the Facebook if you my folk on there. But if you want to talk about K100 specifically, hit me on K100radio@gmail.com. Now, as everybody knows, I break down. I do a synopsis of each and every episode of K100. This is where I break down and talk about what I'm going to be getting into tonight. So I'm going to go ahead and jump into it and go ahead and get to reading right now from the synopsis for episode 166, Just Married, Not Dead. And I'm reading. Hold on. Let me drink my beer. I'm still drinking alcohol from the bachelor party. It was insane! The last beer from the bachelor party, and I still got a little bit of vodka left. That's how big we did it over here. Speaking of bachelor parties, mine is going to be a killer when I get married. I'm just saying. Off the chain. Anyway. Okay. I'm losing focus. All right. Anyway. So, episode 166. You know, I'm all for happy relationships and marriages. I really am. Okay. But I think some people take the whole "you are now one thing" just a tad bit too far. I mean, I know you can't just do you like you was when you was single, when you wasn't hitched, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? But now you married or in a very serious relationship, about to be, you just can't do you anymore. I understand that, all right? But I don't agree with the notion that you are not allowed to keep your individuality and personal identity either. So, let me make one thing clear. And I was just in the way, so I just heard the vows. I'm kind of refreshed up on them. I remember things being said like, "you are one." You know what I'm saying? I also remember things like, "obey your husband." We'll get into that. Okay? You feel me? But the point is, listening to the vows, it was basically A joining of two people to create one people. You know what I'm saying? That's what they say. That's what the preacher said now. All right? That's what they say when you up there in front of you, God, and whoever else in the witness. Okay? It's alluding to the fact that you are giving up yourself. You are becoming one person. Now, I know this is a ceremony. It's all formal and stuff. But see, the problem is some people take that, like, absolutely 100% literally. All right? And this is where I kind of fall off and disagree a little bit. You feel what I'm saying? So because they're one now, they think that everything is shared. Bank accounts, iPhone. My phone is your phone. That means you can go through my phone. I need your lock code to your email. I need your Facebook password because your Facebook is not my Facebook. All right? All kinds of things. There are a host of other things. You know what I'm saying? I don't feel like you just have to absolutely share or know about just because you married. Yes, I know what the vows say, but it also says a chick should obey her husband. That's a whole other episode in itself, but just to be a bastard, I threw it in with this particular show. You dig? What can I say? So you can save all the other BS for someone else, okay? The bottom line in being married or in a serious relationship doesn't mean that you have to give up your identity totally. Not in my book. And the woman who marries me has to understand that I will respect that of her, and she will respect that of me. Thus, if not, we won't be married. I'm not going to marry that kind of woman. I don't want to marry that kind of woman. She's not my kind of woman. Somebody I can kick it with. We can go out, have some drinks. Can't marry her. She's taking the vows literally too seriously. Okay? Now, I'm not saying go out here and just feel like you living single and you're married. No, no, no. Stop short of that. That's not what I said. I said there are certain things that me personally, I just don't feel like have to be conceded. All right? And that's just me. But then again, I'm a fair player. So whatever I'm not willing to concede, I won't ask my wife to either. All right? So there's a certain level of self that you must admonish in order to successfully be married. You must admonish some part of self. Some part of you, some things you cannot do in order for your marriage to be successful. You just can't keep doing like you was when you were single. But I think whoever I marry will have to agree that some of my identity stays intact. Okay, so here go the question. And this is just me. There are going to be people who call in and see it like I see it with good marriages. And then there are going to be people who call in and say, no, Blizzum, you're an idiot. You're not married. You don't fucking know. You've never been there, but still, well, not really, you know what I'm saying? But still, the point is, this is how I would like to have my relationship roll. I don't know if it's a recipe for destruction or not. That's why I want my married friends to call in and say, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about, Blizzum. Or they could be married and say, man, you know what I'm saying? I feel like that, but wifey be tripping. You know what I'm saying? And if that's the case, maybe you should still be single. So here we go. Do you feel like marriage means you have to give up all of your own identity? That you and your mate are now one literally? You can't be you. You can't do you no more. I understand that. But literally, you giving up everything. Like y'all all one. Y'all share everything. What are some individual things that you would like to keep intact even if you were to get married? Let's say you're not married. Or if you are married, for question two, if you're not married, what are some individual things that you would like to keep intact if you were to get married? And if you are married, do you have any of your self-identity? Are there some things that you still keep for self? Do you still have your own bank account that she doesn't touch? Do you still have, does she know the code to all your passwords, to all your emails and Facebooks and phones and all that? Or do you have something? Does she ramble through your wallet at will? Like, whatever. We married. I want to know from the married people for question two. All right. Question three. If someone wants to keep certain parts of their life separate in a marriage, does that mean that they are not trustworthy or they may cheat? Do you think that? Does that mean that to you? Me personally, I don't think so. You feel what I'm saying? But that's what I'm asking you. All right. Question number four, If you have ever been married, I mean, my bad, if you have ever been caught or even suspected of cheating, should there be an issue with you staying out late? If you have never been caught, I mean, if you've never been caught cheating, you've never been suspected of cheating, you just not, it, you know what I'm saying? It's not really what you're known for or anything like that. Even if it is, so what? Should there be an issue with you staying out late? Because now that you're married, you have to give up that identity of self, that freedom of being able to come home when you want to. Should you be able to stay out after, let's say, 3 a.m.? That's really early if you go out on the night of town. If you got to be home by 3, because you need to be home by 3, and you live on the south side, and you live and you go party in Midtown, you got to leave the club at 2-something. Club really cranking at 2-something. You feel me? So you really got to leave the party when the party really isn't over, but if they say it's a respect thing, I don't know. But that's the question I got for number 4. You feel what I'm saying? Do you really feel like you should have to leave where you're at or whatever, even if you've never been suspected of cheating or whatever, because now you don't have your own identity. Now you're one. So since you're one, you have to have this thing where you don't hang out really late because you're one now, and that's disrespectful to your quote-unquote other half. But if you've never been caught cheating, should there be an issue with you staying out late? And I'm saying late is after 3 a.m. Last question, and this is the doozy right here. This is my favorite one. And this has absolutely really nothing per se to deal with the actual first 4 questions, but I threw this in here because I'm going to use it to hang up some of you people who answer certain questions another way. I'm setting a trap for you. You're going to fall in it, and I already know that you are. So question number 5 is the side question. Should a wife obey their husband? Now, once again, I was just in a wedding, not even 2 weeks ago yet, and I heard that part. Just like I heard, you are one now. You are no longer separate. You are one entity. I also heard the obey. I'm just telling you. So if you're going to come up here and you're going to try to quote the vows to me, ladies and gentlemen, don't half-ass quote the vow. If you're going to try to tell me the reason why everything is ours and we should be one and he shouldn't have no other account I don't know about and all this other shit, then you have to tell me why the fuck you don't obey what the fuck he tell you if it ain't going to kill you, even if you don't agree. You would have to explain yourself. If not, I'm going to kill you. You cannot have it both ways on the show tonight. It's not going down, not on this watch. All right? So, 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. If you're on the phone lines, make sure you hit the number 1 if you want to talk to me. All right? If you listen to me at blogtalkradio.com/K-100, make sure you call in. If you do, if I say something to rile you all up, something you don't agree with, let me know. Call in at 347-934-0966 and make sure you hit the number 1 on the keypad so I know that you want to talk to me. All right? So I'm going to go to the phone lines. All right? And, I got some guys already on deck, but I want to make sure the ladies chime in, ladies. Chime in, ladies. We can have a joint account. Everything in the house get paid for, but can I have my own damn account that you don't know the password to? You don't know how much money in that motherfucker. You don't got no goddamn state, no access to the state, nothing. It's my account. I'm not trying to hide nothing. I just want to have my own account. So when I have my own money, or... Is the money house money? Is everything you bring house money? Everything she bring house money? Or is it the middle account and then we got the bill, the house account, and then we got our own shit? Or is everything where everybody can see everything? I know people who say if their husband try to have his own account, that's the ground for divorce. Because he's hiding something from me. There is nothing about his life I should not know. There's nothing about her life I should not know. Au contraire, mon freaking fair. No! That is called smothering a motherfucker. That is called a recipe for a divorce in my book. I mean, the underlying question of this episode is trust. That's the underlying question at the end of the day. It all revolves and boils down to one word. Trust. I had a million other episodes that have nothing but the one central theme in it. Trust. Love is a powerful word, but I'll be damned if trust ain't number two. It may be over love. Because you can love a motherfucker and don't trust him. Holla. So, it's all simply a matter of trust. How much do you really trust that motherfucker? That's the question. It's going to determine how you feel about a lot of these questions. First up, Raspy Wilds, what you do, homie? What's going on, man? Thanks for calling the show, you dig?
Yeah. I was just discussing what you were saying with my mama.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, mama is old school, so what mama say? Does mama say I'm off my rocker? Does mama say Blitz kill himself?
Yeah, you said about the man having his own bank account. Mama like, well, tell me, why is that rule for divorce?
I'm telling you what women have told me yet. I've heard women say if their man got his own bank account, like they got a joint account, they don't need to have their own bank account. Everything is out and open. Everything is transparent. They feel like if the other spouse or whoever has a bank account that they don't have access to or something like that, they feel like, why? What is there to hide? Even if they never even caught him cheating, nothing. It's the principality of it because they're going by literally when the preacher says at the altar, you are now one. They take it literally.
You are one, but just because you got your own bank account, that don't mean you got to have access to it. So if you need somebody, you can get it with no problem.
You can't, but you won. Why can't I know what are you hiding?
You can't have it. You can't have access to it. I have no problem with it.
Password and an ATM card, nigga.
But just because you're making an issue out of it, you make me feel like it's something else. You have ulterior motives.
Wait a minute. I understand what you're saying. You feel me?
I understand.
I'm on that side of the fence. But what I'm trying to tell you is the people that are going to call in and beg to differ are going to say, well, what do you mean? That doesn't make sense. Like kind of what you just
why
said.
Don't make sense?
Because you said you can't
have it.
Card.
I'm not saying that you can't have it, but just because I decide I want my own bank account. And if I say, all right, you can have it, but all right, what's the point of you having it? You get an attitude, you let me know right there there's some reason that you want it other than just having it.
But what I'm saying is, what if she don't get an attitude, she ain't got an attitude, she just say, let me get your ATM card in your thing and you give it to him.
You can have it, but don't
what's the point of having it?
Don't go out my account without touching it. Do not go out my account without asking.
But it's okay to have it as long as she has access to it which is the same thing as having it herself.
Well, no, like look what mama say. Mama say not asking. Do not go on my account without discussing it with me.
She should have just asked.
Whoa. Yeah. What did she say?
Mama say she tell her she should discuss it with you. She shouldn't have to ask you, but she should have to discuss before she can go into your bank account.
So she's saying it's all right if you have one, but she don't have to ask you. Did she say she don't have to ask you to go into it? I think she said that.
Yeah, she said you don't have to ask. She said you just have to discuss it.
That's right.
She should have to just discuss it with me before she go up into it at all.
That's all they have to do, discuss it with
me. Okay.
That's Mama Rash been talking in the background.
I hear her, and I'm listening to what she's saying. I mean, old school, no better than new school. We learn from them, right? Let me ask you the first question. Do you feel like marriage means you have to give up all of your own identity, that you and your mate are not totally one?
No, you don't need to give up. You still have identity.
Uh-huh.
You're still a person. You know,
okay.
You may be joined in marriage, but you are still, when you die, your spouse is not going to die with you.
Okay. So what? Let me ask you this then. Since I know you're not married, but if you were to get married, what if
I've been married though.
What now? You divorced now, so if you get married again, what are some individual things that you would like to keep intact, even if you were to get married? What are some things that you feel like that you need to keep as just to keep your own identity of self? What are some things that you feel like are going to be just off access to the spouse?
Me personally. It's just me. Some of my friends.
Some of your friends? Really?
Yeah.
You have friends that your spouse doesn't know, or you don't.
No. Not that she doesn't know, but you know how some of the spouses she wanna be able to, she wanna kick it with. Why we all can't go? Some of my friends are not meant for you to kick it with. Some of my friends are just that, my friend. Some of your friends are just that, your friend.
Let me ask you this. I got to ask you this. You brought up a good one. Friends? Okay, what about if it's a female friend?
What about if it's a female friend?
Yeah. I
was really speaking on male friends.
Oh, but what if you have a friend?
You know, I'm going to have to bridge that gap because I don't want no tension in my marriage, for one. Because if I decide to marry this chick, she comes before every other person. So okay. I don't want no tension in my marriage, so I would have to bridge that gap if that is really my friend.
But
so
you're saying, so you're going to lean a little bit. You're going to bend a little bit if it's a female friend, huh?
Yeah.
But if
it's
male friends, okay, let me ask you about these male friends. Why not? I mean, what she's gonna say, or maybe some of the women might say, is what if something go down? I mean, you hang with niggas. I don't know who they. If you consider these friends now, not associates. I don't. My wife doesn't even know all my fucking associates, but my friends, dudes I call my friends. What? Why not? What's the problem?
Well, no, I can have my best friend, and she can know him, and he can still do things or may say certain things. You know what I'm saying? That she don't need to hear. Just because he do it, I'm a grown man. I make my own decisions. I don't care. If the people I'm hanging with decide to do wrong, it's either my choice to do wrong with them or do right on my own. I make my own choices. But just because I make my own choices, that don't mean you need to be around this environment. I'm the man.
So you're a man. Oh, yeah, I can't wait to get to question number 4 then, 25. You know what I'm saying? If someone wants to keep certain parts of their lives separate in marriage, does that mean that they are not trustworthy or they may cheat? If your wife told you she don't want you to have access to her bank account, she don't want you going through her cell phone, all right?
I don't do that.
She don't want you to know all her friends. Would you still trust her? You think you trust her wholeheartedly?
I'm gonna trust you until you prove me differently.
Okay. All right.
You know what I'm saying? If I decide to marry you, that means, you know what I'm saying, it gotta be, I must love you and trust you enough to want to give you my last name and get down on the knee and walk in front of people and before God and all that stuff. So,
okay.
You know what I'm saying? Then you give me a reason not to trust you. You are good in my book.
If you have never been caught cheating, or even if you have, matter of fact, I'm going to take that first part off of this damn question, because if you're married, you're still in the marriage. If you, should there be an issue with you staying out late, which when I say late, I say after 3 a.m., if you're in a relationship, you marry, in a serious relationship.
Grown. Like I say, you're grown.
Staying out till 5:30. Your wife come home at 5:30 with no problem.
Hey, come on, that's all. I'm gonna be asleep unless I gotta go to work that morning. And don't wake me up when you get there. I'm asleep. You ain't out. You enjoy yourself. What to do? You made it home safe. Kiss me. Let me know you made it home safe. Let me sleep. Do not break my rest. Like I said, if I ain't got no reason not to trust you, all right, you good in my book. That's just me. You know, to each his own.
But what if you suspected her of cheating? Is it an issue? If you didn't trust and thought maybe she would cheat, is it an issue? Would you change that?
I don't just want to answer you out to say, yeah, man, I'll change it. You know what I'm saying? Because to me, it's always when I'm put in a situation, because I can't tell you what I would do, that I would get put in that situation. And I don't like to try to say I would do something. Then I'd be calling myself a liar if I would do something else in the situation. Now,
so you really don't know. You don't know how to answer number 4.
Yeah,
okay.
I couldn't answer to you.
Okay, last question. My phone line's blowing up. What's up, everybody? Thanks for tuning in. Here I come. I'm gonna move it along. This is a sad question. Should a wife obey their husband? Now, if you jump off a cliff, you know what I'm saying?
Obey Abby. She should obey and be submissive. But that's all
that. Did your mama just say that?
Mama hollered in the back and said nobody should obey. That's all. But be submissive. Yeah, to her husband, Mom.
So your mama don't agree with you. You going against what your mama said? Is that how you playing it?
Hey, I'm grown. My mama told me to believe in what I want to believe in.
So you believe in what you should obey and be submissive.
Yeah, but she gotta have the right husband with enough respect for her to where she allow herself to want to be submissive and obey him. She can't just have no any kind of husband. You know what I'm saying? She gotta have that respect from her husband to where she's willing to be.
So she should obey any wife with a quote unquote, we're gonna say quote unquote, good man, all right, who takes care and handles the business and all that. If he's that guy, she should lay down.
Yeah, she's supposed to. That's what he's there for.
All right, I'm just asking. I want to make sure that you're clear. I want to make sure
but
I
you
get
know,
clear.
You know you're gonna get the, you know you're gonna get clear cut answers out of me.
All right, homie. Thanks for calling into the show. I got quite a few people on the phone line, so I'm gonna go ahead and jump to them. Stay on there because I'm pretty sure that you're gonna have people who disagree with you, especially about the last.
I know.
Hang tough. First up, Shay. What it do, Shay?
Hey.
What's going on? Thanks for calling the show. I see you 678-432-698. Michigan girl, T. Lewis, Young Pat, 850, and 912. I see all you guys on the line. I'm trying to move along as fast as I can. Thanks for tuning in to the show, K100 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzum. You dig? Get at me. All right, now, Shay, episode 166. All right, now, Shay. First question. Do you feel like marriage means you have to give up all of your own identity, that you and your mate are now totally one? You should look at it in that light.
No, I don't. And I don't feel that way because
You know what says that in the vows, you change? You know, I had this show because I was just in the wedding.
Well, you need to write some different vows.
Hold on. Who are you? What? I mean, you can write your own vows, but I'm just saying. You know, them the part he ran from the Bible show. In the church vows. You getting married in the church? By the preacher, man?
I'm gonna get married on the beach.
The point is, okay.
In the water.
Anyway, you know what the hell I'm talking about. The point is,
yeah.
So you don't feel
a lot of preacher man right? From the church.
Okay. So you feel like you should keep your own identity. You should not become one totally.
Because you know, everybody is an individual and the person that you marry, they were attracted to you, and they love you for the person that you are. And if you change something about you, you're not going to be that same person.
Whoa. You're trying to slick talk to people. The people are not going to buy that. I'm not asking anyone to change who they are, per se. I'm not talking about change your personality.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, that comes that has a lot to do with question
but
number five.
That's part of it.
What do you mean?
If you like an outgoing, very sociable person, then you should still be that same outgoing, very sociable person when you get married.
Also, if you're the kind of outgoing person who like to go to the club and dance and let guys buy you drinks, you should keep going and doing the same thing if you're married?
I think you should be respectful about it. If you like to go out and socialize, I think you should still go out and socialize. But in terms
Do you think man or woman should let guys buy them drinks in the club?
No, let me finish. I said you should be respectful about it. Now, if some guy comes up to you, you know, wanting to buy you drinks and, you know, being as if he's trying to pick you up like you're single, that's when you need to say, you know, I'm flattered, whatever, but, you know, I'm married. That's not appropriate. I mean, that's called being a woman about it. Same thing with, you know, a man. You go out, you have a good time with your friends or whatever, but you still remember the fact and respect the fact that you're married, that you have a spouse at home.
Mm-hmm.
Or across the club or wherever they're going to be or whatever. I mean, you know, you just have to be a grown person about it. You can go out and have a good time, but you cannot behave like single people trying to pick up another single person.
I didn't say anything about single people trying to pick you up. I said other people trying to pick you up, not you going out trying to pick other people up. But let me move on. I was just saying, should you let a guy buy you a drink in the club if you're married? If you're married, should you be like, no?
No, if you're married, you should not.
Okay.
Just tell them, hey, I'm flattered, but no thanks, I'm married.
A lot of you married drunk motherfucking women, they don't agree with that.
Well,
but I'm not killing you, I'm killing the fact that they don't agree with it. What are some individual things that you would like to keep intact if you were to get married? And what are some things that when you get married, you're going to say, look, this part of me is off limits. I'm not changing this about me. So what is off limits? Is your phone off limits? Is your own separate bank account off limits? What's off limits?
Definitely. Cell phone is definitely off limits. There is no reason why anybody else should.
Cell phone off limits to your husband. Why?
Because he has his own cell phone.
Why can't I code to your phone? Why
you
I can't have
code to my phone? What you need to code to my phone for? You have your own phone. Now, if the phone disconnected or something, you need to use it.
You keep it secret.
That's not a secret. Your cell phone is like your conversations. It's like, you know, you text, you chat or whatever. I don't feel like it's my business. Wait a minute. I don't feel like it's my business. Every conversation that my husband has throughout the day with whoever, it's just like as it would be inappropriate for me to follow him around and eavesdrop on conversations. It would be just as, that's the same thing as with your cell phone. That's conversations you have with people. I mean, not saying that you're going to say something inappropriate, do something. It's just privacy. Nobody wants to be spied on like that. It just make you feel a kind of way about somebody spying on you.
So that's spying then?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, because if you want to know something or say, hey, you know, did you talk to so-and-so? Just ask me, you know, did you chat with so-and-so? Yeah, I'm going to tell you. I mean, what am I lie for?
All right. Well, I'm just saying it's going to be a lot of people on the line tonight. They have an issue with not having the code to their to significant other's cell phone while you hiding it. Every time I pick your phone up, this motherfucker locked. God damn. What you hiding?
Well, see, I don't even bother to lock my phone. I don't even bother to lock my phone because I feel like if I'm around somebody.
You lock your phone if you're married.
No, I wouldn't lock it. I wouldn't lock my phone. I don't lock it now. If I'm somewhere out in public or something and I'm going to have my phone out, I'll lock it.
By itself, every fucking time I sit it down within 15 seconds. Should I stop that if I get married?
What if you did it before you got married, then no, you shouldn't stop it when you got married. If you, whatever you're doing, I mean, in terms of, like, is your individual...
Besides fucking somebody else, I should just keep everything the same.
For the most part, but be respectful about it. But be respectful about it.
I have my phone locked and you don't have it. What do you mean? What's respectful?
Would you say that question again? I lost you a little bit.
What's respectful or disrespectful about if the person says, "Let me see your phone," or your phone is locked every time I pick it up, why your phone always locked? Is that showing?
Why,
is that disrespectful?
Why are they worried about why your phone locked? Then I mean, some people lock their phones for different reasons.
I'm just asking. I'm not gonna be like that, but I'm just saying you're gonna have people on the phone.
I don't see it as disrespectful because I'm the kind of person, I don't want to know what's in your phone. Whoever you talk to, whatever you're chatting, texting, that's your business because that's your conversation.
Okay.
You don't need to know what's in my phone, and I'm not gonna lock it. I mean, so if you pick it up and go through it, then
be constantly texting some female friend that he has at work, be like, "Oh man, she's crazy," and just text her back and sit the phone down. You'd be like, "Huh? What's so funny?" He'd be like, "I was just texting Nina at work. She's so crazy." And that's it.
Well, then I would ask. I would say, "Well, if it's something funny, it's like she's so crazy, it's like what's so funny?" And that's what I would ask. I wouldn't pick it up to see what was so funny.
And read it yourself. If you're gonna goddamn give me the third degree shade.
Look, if I want to know something, I'm going to ask. I ain't going to keep on and on about it. But if I'm like, well, damn, what's funny? I want to know the joke.
Your people are going to try to play the fence on me tonight. I see where this is going. Next question, Shay. I see where you're going with it, Shay. You're going to try to play the fence. If someone...
I'm not playing the fence. That's just me.
If someone wants to keep certain parts of their marriage separate, does it mean they're not trustworthy or they may cheat? If the person who does not want their spouse going through their phone all the time, would you say that person is more likely to cheat or a person who says, "I've never locked my phone, they can pick it up whenever they want to"? Which one do you think has the greater chance of cheating? I can't say it no plainer. Which one?
Which one do I think has a greater chance of cheating? What do you mean?
God damn it. I said...
You done lost me because you said so much.
If you got one person who every time... their phone down, it's locked, and they have an issue with the spouse going through their phone for whatever reason, and the other person never locks their phone, and the spouse can actually pick their phone up and read their text messages whenever they want to, or just call whoever they want to, or whatever. All that, they got access to their Facebook account and everything, especially Facebook. Oh, Facebook is a motherfucker. They got access to their Facebook accounts, they can check their inbox, or whatever. Which one of the people do you feel like is more trustworthy? The person who has their shit locked, or the person who doesn't?
Probably the person who doesn't.
So then, hold up. So then, in fact, you must say, finish my point. If you answer the question that way, anybody on the phone lines, if you answer the question that Shay just did, when I say, if someone wants to keep certain parts of their life separate in a marriage, does that mean they are not trustworthy or less trustworthy, or that they may be inclined to cheat? You must, in fact, answer yes. They are inclined to cheat, and they are less trustworthy. Okay?
No. You asked me about that particular situation. You just asked me about that particular situation. I agree. I want my own separate bank account, and because I think you should have, like, a joint home account so you can pay your bills. But everybody needs some individuality. You might need to buy something that he don't necessarily need to know about or whatever. You know, females, you don't need to know every time I get ready to go buy tampons or whatever. And I don't need to know every time you get ready to go out with the boys how many beers y'all buy.
Your tampons. Stop trying to dumb down the goddamn point of hand, Shay.
The point is, you need to.
That means you a cheating motherfucker. I can't trust you. unlock your phone and let me go through it if we're together. Is that what you're saying?
No, that's not what I'm saying. No, you asked me which one. No, you asked me which one do I feel like would be most likely. I didn't say that's what it meant.
So let's just keep cheating. Let's just not lock our phones and not have passwords on our accounts that we don't know about. So we all have to think about your greater. Look. If you don't want your significant other to feel like you are a cheater or anything like that, let's just do away with that whole. Let's just do away with anything that can let that seep into your little motherfucking brain. Let's just not lock phones and not have shit that we don't have access to. Therefore, we don't have to even let that little bit of trust or think about it slide in.
You know what though? But if you trust the person, then whether or not it's locked or not should not even be an issue, really. I mean, because personally, just because you have a separate account or whatever, that doesn't mean that the person can't ever get to it. I mean, I've had situations like with, you know, close boyfriends or whatever. If I'm somewhere and I need something, like, hey, go to the ATM and get this for me. This is my password. And if I don't trust that person like that, I can always change the password. That ain't no big deal. That don't mean they got to be on my account for them, you know, to use the account, you know, one time or something like that. There's always exceptions. I mean, just because you have individual accounts, doesn't mean that person can't never have access to it or that you don't trust that person like that.
All right. So I'm saying, every now and again, if I just want to go through your phone, let me goddamn go through your phone. And don't make a
mess. Well, go through it then. I'm just saying. But on the whole, that's my private issue.
At first she was like, nah, don't be going. Why you got to go through my shit? That's what you said earlier. You're trying to have it both ways, Shay.
No, I'm saying that is a person's private. That's a private thing. That's like it's almost like your diary. Would you want somebody just picking up reading your diary, even if you ain't writing about them?
Stop changing your point of position, Shay. You cannot have what you
keep my point of position. That's why I don't keep my phone locked. I never have, and I had an ex and picked it up and went through it and read something, and that's his ass. Why you read it? You should ask.
What if you did keep it locked? That's my point. Let me go to the next question. I got too many people on the phone. I gotta go. Next question.
All right.
If you have never been caught or suspected cheating, should there be an issue with you staying out after 3 a.m.? Can I come home at 5:30, 6 o'clock, sun about to break, but I'm in the house, I'm walking in at 5:45. You know what I'm saying? I'm walking in. Hey, I'm here, goddammit. I made it in one piece. We're in a marriage. You never caught me cheating or anything. Should there be a problem? Should words be exchanged tomorrow? Should you have an attitude?
I don't have any issues about what time dude get home, as long as he come home. Now, if there's something going on and he can't make it or he too drunk or whatever, call him and say, hey, I'm staying at old boy house or whatever, I can respect that. However, unless we have something planned. Wait a minute.
Get the call. I'm wasted.
If you wasted, somebody can call. I mean, if you're not coming home, you need to let somebody know you ain't coming home because I could be thinking you dead in the anywhere or whatever.
It's not really about wives who really just be like, man, hell no, that's disrespectful. Because, you know, I got women on the line right now. I'm still looking at some numbers. I got women on the line who feel like that's disrespectful to come home that late. You disrespecting the marriage.
It's not disrespecting about it. I mean, did you have something you need him to do at 5 o'clock in the morning? If not, then what's the problem?
Just saying, goddamn it, your ass is out too late. You have a curfew. You a grown man with a curfew. I had this show before, and I'm kind of backtracking.
I don't believe in curfews. Unless there is something that if we got a family, something that we got planned for early in the morning, or say if you got to get the kids up and get to school or whatever, then you need to come home before it's time to get the kids out to school or something like that. But other than that, no, there's no certain time. I mean, unless we plan to do something like after you get back from the club or something like that, that's another thing. But other, no. Nah.
Okay. Last question. Side question. Should a wife obey their husband? If he's a quote-unquote good man, king of the castle, should you obey him? Even if you don't agree, lay down and do what he says do. Do it how he says do it.
I'm glad you put that point in there about the good man part, because every man ain't the king of his castle.
Okay, so we're going to jump past that part. The good man.
I think that in some instances the wife should obey, because I personally believe that, you know, the man should have the last word. You should discuss it, you know, in a marriage and send the other.
Don't try and fudge the word sometimes. Simply no. Last word is my fucking word. If I'm the motherfucking man and I'm a good man, I'm the king of the castle, I'm handling shit around here, last fucking word is mine. Not sometimes, every fucking time. Every time. Every time. Unless I feel like compromising. If I don't, that's the law of the land. Yes or no?
Well, like I said, ultimately, I think that it's the man, you know, the man is king of his castle, and he should have the last word.
You agree, you should obey. Okay.
I already said that.
Not sometimes, all the time, because he's the king of the castle.
Sometimes you might disagree and you can talk about it, but ultimately, the last word, the man should have that decision and you should respect that.
Thank you. Thank you. Jesus. I know you love it, Jim Brown. I know in 2011 you're still wearing your miniskirts and shit. I know this ain't Egypt and Pakistan and shit, but goddamn it, just say it. Just say it. It's like pulling teeth, I swear. Woo! Hang on, Shay. Hold on, is my homie, is this P-Reg?
What's happening?
What's happening, homie? My bad, I didn't even recognize your number. I got quite a few people on the line. What it do, homie? P-Reg is in the building, the co-host is back. How was Mardi Gras?
Man, that shit was off the chain, homie.
I'll get details later.
I get the you already know.
Details off. I got Shay's mic closed because Shay tried to bullshit.
Oh, okay. I hear this shit.
And she's not going to be the only one. I got a couple more women on the line. 678-432, you up next. Michigan Girl, then Young Pat, then T. Lewis, in that order. I'm reading down the line. All right. So, I see my homie Jamie on the line, too. He's a mad person. I want to make sure I get to him. All right, so P-Reg, let's go ahead
What's
and jump
on, by?
First and foremost, do you feel like marriage means you have to give up all your own identity, you know what I'm saying, and that you and your mate are not totally one? That's what the vows say, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Look, I heard you, bro. Yeah, that's what the Bible say. But it's like this, man. If you marry and you rocking with your spouse like that, that identity going to become as one anyway. You know what I'm saying? It ain't got nothing to do with what you giving up. It's just what y'all putting in when y'all doing whatever y'all doing. So, I mean, I don't have a problem with it. You know what I'm saying?
So you're going to give it up and you're going to become totally one. Okay, now keep in mind that's how you answered the question. That was such a trick question. It's really an unfair question.
You know I got some fun, your father. Let's go.
But the next question, of course, is what are some individual things that you would like to keep intact if you were to get married then? And remember how you answered number one. You said you're okay with becoming one totally. Now I'm asking you, are there some individual things that you would like to keep intact even if you were to get married? Huh?
Well, really, it's like this with me, man, and you already know. You know, ain't shit going to change with me, you know what I'm saying? Because if I get married, that means I've been dating this woman for a minute. So just because we get married, that shit ain't going to change. I'm still going to do what I'm going to goddamn do, you know what I'm saying? And that's already going to be understood before we even get married. Don't. Let's get married, and we got to change up.
So what are some individual things that you're going to keep separate then? What are some individual things that you're going to be like, even though we married, this mine over here. I got this. You don't go to what are some rules? Give me something to work with, homie.
Okay, well, look, check this out right here. I heard you talking about the bank account situation, right? All this and all that.
Bank account, the Facebook, all kind of shit, but go ahead.
Well, really, at the end of the day, you know, my shit, it kind of applies different, you know what I'm saying, because of what I do. You know what I'm saying? So she got to be willing to herself. The type of lifestyle and the type of dude that I am anyway to even come on board, to even rock with me like that. She got to be cool and know, like I heard you saying, coming home all times of the morning. If we in the studio for a certain time, I'm not going to hear when I come to the house anyway. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to hear that, period.
Right. So,
you know what I'm saying?
So,
you got to respect what I'm doing for us. You know what I'm saying? If we married, you know what I'm saying? You got to... If I'm going to be a team player with you, you got to be a team player with me, no matter who get the last shot at the game. You know what I'm saying? If I lose, you lose. If you lose, I lose. That's how it's going to go down.
Okay. That was kind of jumping to question number four. So if you married, do you think it's okay to have your phone locked? Can your girl have her phone locked and you can't have access to her phone, her Facebook, and nothing like you? If you say, let me get on your Facebook real quick, she'll be like, hold on, why do you want to get on my Facebook? You don't need to get on my Facebook. Do we have a problem?
Well, really with me, bro, it really, I like me personally. I keep my phone locked anyway for all kind of reasons. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
I got a touchscreen phone. My shit can just pocket all the motherfucking get in. You can hear what the fuck I got going on. So I lock my phone because of that. I lock my phone because of my son. He like to pick it up and play games. He might change something up or call somebody by mistake. So,
right.
it, you know, that's the reason I keep my phone locked. But as far as going on Facebook, checking Facebook and all that. Really, to me, I don't even want to check your Facebook or do none of that. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like this. I'm going to cross that bridge when I get there. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to handle it accordingly how it come to me. You know what I'm saying? So I ain't got to go through your shit looking for shit. Even if you've been doing it 4 or 5 years down the line and we've been together 8 years, I'm going to handle that shit when it come to me. But I'm going to keep riding out with it. You know what I'm saying?
So it's no problem. No problem.
No problem, homie.
If someone want to keep certain parts of their life separate in the marriage, does this make them seem less trustworthy or more apt to cheat? The person who doesn't want their significant other to have access to their Facebook or their phone, or want to have their own bank account where they don't have access to, want to have just keep some things, do you think that that person is more or less likely to cheat?
Well, I'm out there like this. Like I said, to each his own. It just depends on how you establish your relationship at the beginning will determine whether you can keep your phone locked or have whatever with your Facebook. It just all depends on what you start out as. You know what I'm saying? And as far as do I think that person likely to cheat, in my eyes, I can't watch a woman 24/7, 24/9. So if she do cheat, what the fuck I'm going to do about it?
The question is, if she one of them chicks who always have her phone locked, never want, she want to keep her shit, she just got some shit that she don't want to know about. Let's say it's like Raspy Walls. Let's say she just got some homegirls that she don't want you to meet. You don't want to, she don't want to hang around you and certain particular homegirls. Them just her homegirls over here, and she ain't, you don't even need to know where she be. Them her homegirls. Raspy said he should have friends that he should keep, that he can keep away from his old lady. So you got some home, she got some homegirls that you don't never get a chance to see. You don't never get to meet them. She always call in with them and chilling with them, but she don't want you to meet them motherfuckers, like Raspy said. You feel what I'm saying?
But look, it's like this, though. I'm going to answer it like this. If she got some homegirls I can't meet and she kicking with, I'm cool. Look, I'm cool with that. But this is the start of the fifth part. If you got a homegirl that you kicking with and they got an old man and you go out with them, then that might be a problem. You know what I'm saying? But if it's just some single shit, I really don't give a fuck. Go out with your girlfriends and do whatever. Because you might know them all twice, man. You know them better than I do. You know what I'm saying? So I really don't give a fuck. I really don't give a fuck about goddamn meeting all your friends and all that, because I don't want to meet them all anyway. You know what I'm saying?
But if she got a man, you say it's a problem. If she got a man and she don't ever want you to meet that particular homegirl, why is that a problem then? Why? What's wrong with that?
I'm just saying, okay, if you got, your old lady got girls she hang around, but she be around a specific female that have an old man, and she always going out with them, and you never get to go out, and you know up front that she go with her old man, and she don't invite you to go, that is a problem, because you're like, damn, why are you hanging out with them, and you got an old man, you know what I mean? Now, that right now, you might be cheap. But I really still, at the end of the day, I don't give a fuck, because when it comes to me, don't bring that shit around him. You know what I'm saying? Don't bring it around him.
Okay. So
that's me. I don't give a fuck. If that's what you're going to do, then cool. You know what I'm saying?
So your girl can come home at 6 o'clock in the morning with no problems.
Man, look, bro. You know me. Hold on. You know me.
Right.
And I know people going to think this some bullshit. You know what I'm saying? But I'm as fast as it could be when it comes to being in the relationship and the woman I kick it with. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
I'm not finna hit the motherfucking roof if you don't motherfucking come home. You know what I'm saying? Because I know, and you know, it be times, nigga, I go out and don't come home, period. And you know what I'm saying?
You're going to have some women that's going to cream you. So you saying, if you don't come home, period, and that was your wife, that should be okay. If you don't come home, period.
Man, look, bro, it's like this.
So let me ask you a question.
Listen. I don't give a fuck, though. If you don't come home, baby, then you don't go home. But guess what? When I don't come home, don't play that. Stick your chest out and lift your head up just like I'm going to do it. You know what I'm saying?
So what you're saying is, even if, no matter what the fuck you doing, even if you cheating or if you ain't cheating or whatever, just don't ask you shit if you don't come home at all.
Yeah, man, right.
No woman on the phone is going to agree with you, P. No woman on the phone.
Let me tell you something, bro. No woman's going to agree. Hold on, listen, that's the woman opinion, though. I really don't give a fuck about that neither. You know what I'm saying? If you're going out with your girlfriend, and you cheat and you call her on shit. Evidently, I don't go know that you didn't cheat, or I'm thinking you motherfucking cheat, or I ain't gonna motherfucking go play. Guess what? I cross that shit when I get there. You know, I ain't big on that shit like that. You know what I'm saying? I just cross that bridge when I get there. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, shit, if you risking all what we got and what we on built for some dick or for whatever it is, then shit, that's on you.
That's the same thing they're gonna think. That's the same thing that women think about us, yet we always be out, motherfuckers be out and cheat.
Exactly. And, but you know what, though?
You get it
but
in.
Guess what, though? But guess what, though? When we out like that and we not cheating, just like I always tell any female I deal with, you know what I'm saying? You accuse a nigga of cheating, and then, you know, some niggas just cheat because they get tired of going through the bullshit. But I'm like, this at the end of the day. I don't even see that shit, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, because at the end of the day, what I'm doing is going to be at the show in the long run. So that's gonna be your motherfucking loss. What you thinking that I'm motherfucking doing when I ain't motherfucking doing. You know what I'm saying? So it's cool with me. You just have to know to play your position, and I'll be fine with that.
All right. So last question. I'm going to jump to 678-432. You're next. Last question. What about the obey factor? even Shay, so far we got Raffy and Shay. I'm gonna pick up the pace in the second hour. I got people jumping on the line, you feel me? So I gotta ask questions faster. I'm gonna have your mic open, you feel me? But question. Should a wife obey their husband? As long as he quote unquote a good nigga that handled his business, he ain't never guided her wrong. Should he have the last motherfucking final say in the goddamn household? Even if she damn sure straight up don't agree with this shit, at the end of the day, he the motherfucking king around these parts, is what he say.
but you know, it's different with me, man. You know what I'm saying? Cause I'm not a woman, really.
I apologize, Pete. God damn it!
Listen, bro. You know I'm gonna let a woman hang themselves when they come to me. I ain't finna talk
after
with no woman though.
Stop it, Pete. You trying to make excuses for being a man? You the man. Fuck it. What you say, Pete? Motherfucker, you ain't Ricky Ricardo. Let me explain a little
shit. Hey, you know what? I'll tell you what. You know what I'm saying? Look, bro. This is going to pop it off. You know what I'm saying? Sit down, shut up, and that's what it is.
That's what I'm saying. You say that? Yeah. I don't want to hear you say it, yeah. Keep it 100% for show. You can close. What the fuck, man?
Yeah. I'm just saying, you know. Sit down, shut up, and that's what it is.
Okay, fine. It's what the fuck P says, goddamn it. Wifey lay down.
Hey, we got to understand it. Bitch, sit down and shut up. You feel me? I don't give a fuck.
Oh, they're hitting the number one. They are.
But you know what, though? We already talked about this shit before. You going to let your friend call you a bitch, but goddamn it, even in goddamn smoking and playing work, if you acting like a bitch and I feel like that's what it is, shit, man, I'm keeping it real with you, though.
Yeah. We had to wonder why they call you bitch episode. It's in the pre-100s. Go look it up. Great show.
Yeah.
Great show. All right, Mike. Pete, you got your mic open. You feel me? Make sure you mute your background. 678-432. I'm moving up. Pick up the pace, everybody. I'm picking up the pace, callers. 678-432. K100. What it do?
What up, Blizz?
What's going on? What is?
Oh.
Boogie?
Yeah, that's me.
Oh, what up, homie? Thanks for calling. Well now, fellas, I have a guy who might tend to disagree with some of you fellas on the line. Disagree with everything P said about coming home late. Okay.
Oh hell no, he might well have an open relationship.
Oh shit, P, you heard that, P?
P, yeah.
Your mic open, P. I love
it. Hey, you got what you want to. Let that motherfucker be open. You know what I'm saying? The door 45 away. Probably let's get it.
Here we go with the book.
You know what I'm saying? Look it up, man.
I'm going to say it like this, though. You know, is everybody household is different. I'll put it that way. You know, you know, you may can do that in yours, but see, in mine, shit, I better be here before the sun come up, you know.
Trouble.
Yeah, exactly. It's going to be like an interrogation then, you know. Sit down, you know.
Pete, let me ask you, this is interesting, ladies. You hearing two guys, one is in a serious relationship, the other guy is a married man, the other guy's probably going to be next on the goddamn marriage list. I don't know, P. I don't know what P is doing over there, but he might be next. You feel what I'm saying? The point is, you're hearing it from two different angles with that particular topic right there. You got the one guy who says, man, it's all about, why do you feel like, Boogie, you can't take P's stance? Why do you feel like P is tripping on that? Because is it a
form? Oh, man. I mean, when you're married, it's just that line of respect. You know, you just, you know, you can't stay out all night, you know, and don't come home. Hell, definitely can't. You don't come home, you might as well just keep moving, you know.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Because it's going to be that type of beef when you know, whenever you do get there, you know, that your ass going to want to move anyway, you know, so.
You think it's justified, or it's just maybe? Let me ask you this: you said something. I'm gonna get to the actual question, but you said something, and I got people raising their hand. But you said something that's interesting to me. Everybody household different. One thing I want everybody keep in mind: you can tolerate what you can tolerate. You can put up with what you can put up with. P is not the kind of nigga that can put up with having a curfew. I don't want to call it curfew, but having I don't even know what to say. P's version of respect differs from your version of respect. How about?
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, we'll say it like that because it's not necessarily a curfew.
Right.
You know, it's just when you marry, it's that line of respect. You know, you just get there before the sun come up, you know, because they look at it, you know, women and men, they look at it this way, you know, if what are you doing when the sun come up, you know, I mean, what the hell are you still doing out there unless you called and said for some reason you can't make it home or you know, you staying wherever you at, you know, but if you can make it to such and such house, hell, you can make it home, you know, so unless somebody else lets you ride with somebody else and they taking you to their house, you know.
So,
but other than that, you know, hey, you got to make it on to the crib, you know.
So, I'm just saying because you got people like P who's like, man, P said, goddamn it, if I'm in the motherfucking studio, yeah, I can drive, but goddamn it, we ain't done yet. So I'm still here.
Oh, yeah, I mean, that's different. That's like, I mean, he working. That's the line of work, you know, so. If he's working, I mean, that's just like somebody worked the graveyard shift, you know. I worked that shift, you know.
Okay, so it's all right as long as that person owned that shift and they know on the grind. He ain't got it's not a 9-to-5 job, but it is what it is. Like,
yeah, but it is. Yeah, it is what it is, you know.
But see, keep in mind, as a woman, they're going to think, you could tell me you in the studio, but nigga, you could be at a bitch house. I'm just saying. It ain't a 9-to-5 shift. You could check the clock ring, you know.
But no, that's when you bring them in there one day just to show them how long shit take, you know, just like you showed me, you know, when I was in there, you know, when I first time went there, you in blood, you know, it's just an all day thing, you know, so
I've seen
what it take, you know.
But I want to just say this, and you know what I'm saying, Blizz, I already know, you know what I'm saying, I was in a relationship for like 7-8 years, and that relationship faded out because that studio shit. And she used to sit in the studio with me, nigga, for we get there at 5, nigga, it might be 9:10 the next day before we leave that motherfucker. So it's coming several times. So at the end of the day, it's just like, shit, hey, it came down. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, staying down there. Staying down.
Yeah,
you know?
Hey, and I loved it because it's like, if you ain't down at the bottom, goddamn, you sure ain't going to be down at the top. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, hell no. You're right.
All right, so let me,
you know what I'm saying?
Let me get into the question, because I'm going to get into the question. Right. I'm going to jump to a female. First up, Boogie, do you feel like marriage means you have to give up all of your identity, that you and your mate are now totally one?
Nah, you don't give up everything. I mean, you do you. I mean, mm-hmm. Certain aspects, she do her, you know? I mean,
so what are
ain't nothing really.
That's question two. What are these aspects? Question number two, what are some individual things that you kept intact since you're married? What are some individual things that you kept intact even though you are married? Since you are married now, what are some individual things?
I mean, I still got the same line of friends. I still hang out. I mean, I still carry my phone the same way. I mean,
Do you even lock on your phone? Did your phone lock?
No.
Did you lock your phone before you got married?
No, I didn't lock it before, and I don't lock it now.
You never locked your phone before you got married? Never?
No, never locked my phone.
Okay.
Because the thing about it is, Blizz, you shouldn't have to go through all that, locking the phone. I mean, whatever you're going to do, you're going to do. And if you're doing it right, you know, you shouldn't have to worry about all that.
So then, whoever I marry should understand that she ain't going to be allowed to go through my phone, because I don't let nobody go through my phone right now.
We don't do that. I mean, we don't go through each other's phone. You know, it's just that line of trust. I mean, you know, why? You know, because I mean, person cheat. They can cheat on lunch break. They can cheat whenever.
Just for some reason. She wants to check your Facebook. Let me go on your Facebook and look at your messages. Why? Because I just want to. You don't trust me? I do trust you, but why can't I do trust you. I really, really do. But let me go through your Facebook messages. Out of the blue.
I mean, I don't care. I mean, yeah, I'll pull it up for you. You know, ain't no thing.
All right. Yeah. So that's a real, hey, so that's how you saying it should be. Of course, you got people on the phone that don't agree. You got people on the phone, like Rasper Ross said at the very beginning, she asked me that, we got a problem. Why are you asking me that?
The thing about it is, I mean, he basically give up his bank account before he give up his friends, you know, which I don't agree with some of the stuff he was saying, but the way I look at it is, Blizz, I mean, if it's Facebook or whatever, I mean, it's kind of like when you married, is nothing really like a sort of say secret, you know, or nothing you really hide from.
Do give it up then. I mean, you said you. I mean, keeping your own friends or whatever, that's cool. Those are the easy ones. You feel me? You pick some easy things to point out when I said for question one, what do you keep? You kept your friends. You pick easy things. Those are things that's easy because your friends are like total assholes. You feel me? Yeah. If your wife can get along, why would you give them up? That's easy. That's the easy part of the shit I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I'm talking about those hard things, those difficult decisions, like a Facebook access, even if you're not doing nothing. Because at that point, when she asks you, let me see it, and you say, why? And she says, I just want to. You feel me? Me and other people on the line are going to be like, oh, you don't trust me. Then it becomes a trust issue. Maybe they just want to see it.
Yeah, I mean, they maybe just want to see something on there. You know, like, let me see what you got on yours.
She's not going to see mine because let me get number three. If someone wants to keep certain parts of their life separate in the marriage, does that mean they are more likely to cheat or and are less trustworthy? If your wife don't want you to add, if you go up to Sequoia and you say, look, I want to check your Facebook, and she says, why do you want to check my Facebook? You'd be like, you know what? I don't think you're cheating nothing. I just want to check it. Let me see it. And she says, no. Why? And she really is adamant about it. At that particular juncture, at that point right now, even though you never might have never felt like she cheated on you or anything like that, at that point right there, when that conversation pops off, what is it that you think, homie? Keep it 100. Will you start to distrust her any less when you start to let the thing swirl around in the brain?
Not necessarily. I mean, you asked that question, but I mean, just me answering that question, for us, what we do, I mean, I don't have no reason to check hers, but if I do ask her, she'll let me. I mean, it ain't nothing like I said. It ain't no.
That's the kind of relationship y'all have, but what if she doesn't?
I wouldn't suspect nothing different. I mean, because the thing about it is, whatever she do, I mean, if it's meant for me to find out, I'll find out eventually. But
I know it's meant for you to find out whatever. But if she does not let you check that fucking message or phone for whatever reason, and she's never done that, let's say she got to, for the simple fact,
I'm the man. I mean,
now we're talking. Now we're getting. Now we can move along down to question 2.5.
I pay the bills in here, so anything I want to touch or turn over, whatever, you know, I can do that.
Oh. So now, you know what I'm saying? So now, if you pay all the bills, you the breadwinner, you got more power and more juice and more access. Let's say, for instance, you out of a job right now. She got to go hold down the fort for a little bit. You ain't working 6 months. You got laid off.
I'm still the man. Guess what? I still wear the pants.
You have to check everything in this motherfucker because why? Because you the man?
No, I mean, I wear the pants. I'm the man. So, I mean, I still, you know, I run the household regardless. If I'm working or if I'm at home, I run the household. I'm the man.
So, if you're a broke nigga, you saw right, you can still be the boss. Even if you're a broke nigga.
I'm still the boss regardless.
You're going to have some women
still
on the phone who want to say, Blizzard, kill that nigga! Let me go to the next question.
No, for the simple fact, then they man ain't running the household then, you know? I mean, if they understand about the way the man run the household.
I asked the women earlier, when I asked Shay, and we got some more women online, I said, if you the breadwinner, and the women were like, you know, if you the breadwinner, if you the man, quote-unquote, for the goddamn women, if you the man, so-called nigga, if you the man, will pay something. See, you ever know, you ever seen a fight where a motherfucker get into a fight with an argument with his woman, and he ain't got no job, and she be like, I'm the man, and the motherfucking bitch say, nigga, if you the motherfucking man, pay some of this shit, nigga. You feel what I'm saying? Now you get where I'm going with this line right here.
Yeah, but but that's what they got problems. You know, that's they got a problem because she ain't honoring the vows. Then you know. Regardless, what the vows say. Regardless, the vows say through good and bad, thick and thin, and all that good stuff. He's still the man.
Question number four. If you've never been caught or suspecting a cheating, you already answered this question. It's a level of respect. Is it all right to stay out after 3 a.m.? But you say no. Even if you've never been caught cheating, you need to be your ass home, regardless. Before 5:30, before 6 o'clock. That's what you said. That was your word, right?
Yeah.
Of course, you know I don't agree with you. But that's just me. Side question.
Yeah, but you ain't married.
I don't give a shit if I get married.
If you get married...
Boogie, listen to me. I'm going to say this again because I don't know if you was on the line when I said it earlier. Whoever I get married to, the woman that I marry, is going to have to not trip. It's not going to be something that I do every fucking weekend. I'm not going to stay out till 8 o'clock in the morning every fucking weekend. It's not going to be every fucking other weekend. You feel what I'm saying? But let me tell you motherfucking something. The woman that I marry is going to have to understand when I go out, sometimes if I'm out, and I'm having that good of a time with me, my partner, them. We shut down the motherfucking club, nigga. And then we went and got something to eat after that motherfucker. And I strolled in at 5:30 because that's just how it went down tonight. If she want to be married to Blizzum, to Sour Blue, she going to have to understand and shut the fuck up if that happened. If she got a fucking problem with it, she cannot be my wife. I've been through it. I'm not going to go through it again.
Oh, you say you've been through it, but you did.
I've been through it. I've been through issues. Even when I wasn't
like
doing
that.
So therefore, I know that agitates me, and I don't want to be married to somebody who has an issue with it.
Exactly.
Keep in mind, when I went through that, the other person was free to do that themselves, and I never had an issue. Keep in mind.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Yeah, so when you were married, were you allowed to come home the next day?
I wasn't married. I was in a relationship. I wasn't married. And you
were you allowed to come home the next day?
If I came home, I it wasn't about me being allowed. I just never did it.
Okay, so you have that line of respect, right?
I just can't, but I did come home at 6. I just never stayed out that late. I was never doing anything that made me stay out that late.
But, I mean, I've been home at 6:30 in the morning, but hell, the sun wasn't up yet. But I'm just saying.
I came home at 6 when the crack of dawn, though, and I was still out partying. And there was a problem at that one. That one caused a problem. But nothing. I was doing nothing wrong. But that one caused the problem. Can't go to that again. Because it's not going to be that often. And even at that time, it wasn't that often. I didn't do it all the time. But it caused
treatment. The thing about it is, though, if you ask, I mean, I know a bunch of married people, but I don't know any that can just either come home at any given time the next day or, you know, like next morning.
And me and P should not get married.
Not at this present time, no.
I think I should be able to get married to somebody who understands.
Back up, yeah. I would say that, okay. You know, that understand that, yeah, if y'all on the same page, you know, yeah. I mean, that's cool. They understand that.
That's what I'm saying. So back to your main crucial point of everybody's shit is different. I give you props on that.
Yeah.
Everybody's different. You marry who you marry, I marry who I marry.
Exactly.
Me and
you're right.
We won't trip if we come home at 6:30. We're not going to marry that kind of woman. If you're that kind of woman and you're within earshot of this conversation and you ever thought for a chance that me and you may ever in life have serious, listen to what the fuck I just said. I'm fucking dead ass serious. All right. Thanks for calling the show, homie. Stay on the line, all right?
All right. I am.
All right. Thanks, homie. All right. Next call up. We're going to get to a lady. Michigan girl. What it do?
What's up? What's going on?
678-538. I see you. I see you, Jamie. I see you, T. Lewis. I see you, Young Pat. All right, I'm trying to take them all. I'm trying to move it along. P. Red is still on the line. You dig? Chandler's in the building. Slick talking in the building. I don't know. P. I don't know. P. is still in Mardi Gras. I think he might be getting his dick sucked at this moment.
Hello. Oh, damn.
He got me on mute. Anyway, Michigan Girl, episode 166. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. Michigan Girl, have you heard the exchanges that have been going down so far? You see the difference
I've
in opinion?
Yes, I've heard some of them. I was dipping in and out for a minute. I was in the store and doing some upstarting.
Let me ask you this. Do you feel like marriage means you have to give up all of your own identity, that your mate and you are now totally one, like the vows say?
No.
Are you going to say vows at your wedding? I'm just curious.
Are you
going to repeat the vows at your wedding? So you're not going to really see what the fuck you say when you say it.
But I'm just saying that just because we're one, we're going to come together as one, like on the household, we're going to be one. You know, in certain aspects, but as me giving up my individual identity and all of that, no, I don't think you have to do all of that to be one in a relationship. My husband is going to come, you know, first like he should and all of that, and we're going to be one when it comes to taking care of the house, the bills, kids, whatever the case may be. But, I mean, I don't think you have to give up everything to be married. I mean, your own personal identity and just
everybody wants to... Man, everybody wants to answer question one way and then answer the other one the other way, which makes them seem hypocritical. So
what's the other one?
What are some individual things that you would like to keep intact even if you were to get married?
I'm going to keep my own bank account as well as he can keep his. We can have a joint account for the household bills or whatever the case may be. I'm going to keep my cell phone. We don't have to combine plans unless we get in a hell of a deal on a family plan or something like that. Of course, I'm gonna keep my friends. He can keep his friends.
Can he have access Can he have access to your phone whenever he wants, and your Facebook and your emails?
If he wants, but I mean, I don't have anything to hide. So if he wants to have access to it, he can.
No problem, huh?
No.
Let me ask you this: If someone, my wife's not gonna have access to my Facebook or my phone. That's just how I don't want to. I don't want to have access to her Facebook or her phone, and my wife is not.
I mean, that's fine. My thing is, I won't be going looking through my husband's phone and all of that. But I'm saying, if for some reason he just feels like he wants to look at my phone or whatever, I'm not gonna be like, oh no, you can't look at it. But I'm not gonna be looking through his phone. I'm not gonna be trying to break into his Facebook and all that nonsense. And
What if you pose a question like Terrence? What if you just ask? Let me ask you this. Let's just say, for whatever reason, you just fucking want to. Or for whatever reason, he just
want
wants to. What if you
I
just
don't
do?
Want to. I don't.
What if you ask him and he
I
says
won't.
No? What if you ask
I
him and he says no?
I I'm the type of person that if I'm asking you about your Facebook, then that means we already got some problems and I'm just trying to confirm something. So at that point, it's pretty much about to be a wrap. So, but just if everything is good, I'm not going to ask you about your Facebook because some things, that's your own personal, but everybody needs their own personal little stuff. So I'm not going to ask you about your Facebook. I'm not going to ask you, let me see your phone. For what? I got my own phone. Now, if you happen to have a game or something and you didn't show me this game, I might be like, hey, can I play that game? But I'm not going to go and I'm going to do that if you're sitting there because I don't want you thinking I'm trying to look through your phone. But other than that, I don't want your phone. I don't want your Facebook, and I'm not
going to
ask.
If someone wants to keep certain parts of their life separate in a marriage, does this mean they are not? Does this mean they are less trustworthy, or that they are more inclined to cheat? If the person who keeps the lock on their phone and you got two people. One person lets their spouse have total access to their shit. The other one keeps their Facebook and everything locked. They don't want them having it in there. Okay,
right.
Which one
is more trustworthy?
Yeah.
They both just as likely to cheat because we are human and you don't have to cheat on Facebook. You don't even have to cheat with your phone. For all I know, you can have a throwaway, burnout, a prepaid phone that you keep at work. You could be creeping with the chick on your job, on your lunch break. So just because you keep your Facebook locked or your phone locked doesn't mean you're trying to hide something or you more prone to cheating. I'm single and I keep my phone locked, but I keep my phone locked for different reasons. I have a touchscreen phone, for one, and I'm liable to call anybody if I don't lock it when I sit it down or if I throw it in my purse. You know, I mean, I have kids. I might have some something in there I don't want them to see. So I lock my phone for different reasons, but that doesn't mean that if I was married, I'm more prone to cheat just because I lock my phone.
Okay. I don't know. If I gotta put the two right up against this, I gotta keep it 100. You don't never wanna let your man look at your phone. You always hiding your phone. You got a problem. Your man pick your phone up. You like, why you touching my phone? Why you wanna go to my phone? Yeah. You might be a hoe. It's a greater possibility. It's a greater possibility of you being a hoe than the girl whose guy has total access to her shit. That's all I'm saying. It's just a greater chance. It's a greater chance that you the hoe.
It's still a 50-50 chance. Just because that girl giving you free access to her phone, she could be doing that to set your ass up for the
I know what you're saying.
I'm gonna let him have access, and he's gonna think everything cool, and she could be doing some real fucked up shit behind your back.
I'm not being real. You already know the person who keeps their phone locked and always trying to keep their shit on lock and shit are the ones people trust less. Come on.
It is the one that people trust less, but the way you posed the question was, which is more likely to cheat? They both likely to cheat. Just because you don't lock your phone doesn't mean you less likely to cheat than the person that does lock their phone. I'm answering the question the way you posed it. Of course, people always assume that if you lock your phone, you got something to hide, but that's not always the case.
Which one do you think is less trustworthy? Not likely to cheat. Which one is less trustworthy?
I mean, now, if you're going to say which one might be less trustworthy, the one that if every time they get up, they're grabbing their phone, they got their phone sleep under their pillow, they might be a little less trustworthy. If you got to take your phone.
Okay. Thank you.
That might be a little less trustworthy.
Thank you. Oh, I swear, man. It is so hard to get.
I asked the question the way you asked. I answered it the way you asked.
In the first damn time, Michigan girl. Question number 4. If you have never been caught or even suspected of cheating, would there be an issue with your man coming home after 3 a.m.? Oh, let's say he moses in at 6:45. You know, you got that kind of, it's kind of bright outside, the sun ain't up, but you know, it don't look dark. 6:45.
No, that ain't no problem as long as it ain't a every night, every weekend thing. No.
Oh, so you can just do it every now and again. Okay. All
right. I mean, for real, I mean, you're going to have those times, like, if one of my girls is having, something big to do, I might come home at about 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. I mean, if that's not an all-the-time thing and it was a special occasion, you know, she had a party bus or something, I mean, who wants to leave when the party getting hyped just because, you know, you married or whatever? This might be the one time.
Thank you.
One time a month, you get out the damn house. You got kids, responsibilities. You might be, shit, I'm finna party, I'm finna kick it.
Let me open up Boogie's mic. Boogie.
I'm here.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, I did. I agree with him.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
Look, I did say as long as before the sun come up. Even though you're having a good time.
I said 6:45. The sun is up at 6:45 in Atlanta, Georgia. You know that. My son walk up to the bus at 17. It's bright outside. Especially if it's in the, what is that? Which one? Spring back here? Fall or spring? Whichever one. It don't matter.
The hell, 6:45, bro. Shit, the party's over. The club closed.
Alvina just said she had a party bus and everything.
I mean, that's different. You got a party bus. I'm talking about a club.
The point is,
all the clubs closed 2, 3 o'clock.
Let me ask you this. She said upon a special occasion. Is it all right?
Yeah, you know, special occasion. I ain't got no problem with that.
Special occasion. You feel what I'm saying?
Special occasion is fine.
Once every now and again, you allowed to come home at 6:45, and it should be no problem.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't say that first. At first, you was like, that's disrespectful to the man.
What I was saying was, Blue, like, if you're going out every weekend or every other weekend, you come home at after the sun come up. No, that ain't happening, you know.
I didn't say that, though. Earlier, that's not what I alluded to earlier.
Well, what you alluded to?
Even in my situation, when in my last relationship, when I came home at 6:45, 7 o'clock, and it was a motherfucking problem, that wasn't even an every other week or every month thing, but it was a problem for that reason.
That wasn't a special occasion, though, was it?
I don't give a fuck what the occasion was. That's when the time I came home that night, and it wasn't often.
Shit. But the thing about this, if it ain't a special occasion, club closed at 2, 3 o'clock, you know what I mean? Come on. But then
really? The special occasion was I was having a fucking ball with my niggas, and we did the town that night. That was a special. No, I didn't have a show. No, I went in the studio. But tonight, nigga, we went to the motherfucking club. And after that, we left and went to the strip club. And then we got something to motherfucking eat. We hung the fuck out.
And that's fine. But I'm just saying.
That was special.
Married is just still, I mean, okay, special occasions, fine. But if you just regular at the club and coming home 6:45 in the morning, that ain't.
What's special?
That ain't special.
Every now and again, if you want to be married to Blissom, you're going to have to shut the fuck up about that. That time I came home at 7. I don't want to hear that shit. That's just how I am. All right, stay on the line, Boogie. Stay on the line. All right, Alvina.
Yes.
Me and him just don't see that eye to eye. But we've had this discussion before. I'm just badgering him.
I see
just
that. I see. You just like trying to really.
No,
leave
we
that man alone and let him work his marriage the way he worked it. And when you get married, work yours the way you work yours.
Number one thing that he said that I want everybody on the phone line to pay attention to is your house is your house and my house is my house.
So as long as whoever you marry can deal with blissom, sorrow, blue, whatever expectations and what you then, hey, you do you. You let Boogie do him and y'all keep it moving.
This is one of my best friends, and that's why when we go out, we drive separate cars. Even though gas still going to drive separate cars. You know what I'm saying? Even if gas $6 a gallon, we drive a separate motherfucking cars.
Y'all can't carpool.
Carpool and hanging out with my homie right there. Because he goes home when he feels quote-unquote respectable. I go home when the fuck I get done partying. It's just a simple difference between us, in between us. You feel what I'm saying? All right.
Yeah.
So, next question. Hey. Right. Next question. So, should a wife obey their husband? Obey their husband. If he's a quote-unquote good man, he's a breadwinner. You know what? Matter of fact, he's a good man. Fuck it. This thing ain't had a job in a year. You've been paying the bills for a whole year, but he's a good man. He never led you astray. He ain't never beat you or nothing like that. He's a good man. Should you obey this man's word? Is he the king or the captain?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. You know what? You're trying to make yourself look good, Shawty. You don't really believe that.
Yes,
you don't
I
really
do. I mean, okay.
No, you
don't. Yes, I do.
Okay.
If you married, that's in your marriage vows. And if you're doing what you, if the man is doing what his part as far as the marriage vows, and he's being the head of the house, and he's leading the house in the right direction, and he's standing up and being the man that he should have been, why wouldn't I? Because that's my partner. If he's not doing what he's supposed to do, then that's where you get the women that don't want to obey or like, well, shit, he ain't doing what he's supposed to do, and I'm not necessarily talking about money. If you're going to talk about obey, then you have to talk, you're talking about him being the head of the house and leading the household in the right direction, making the right decisions for the family, not just himself, but for the household. So if he's doing all of that and he's proving himself that he's doing that, then why wouldn't I follow his lead? That's what I'm supposed to do as his wife.
All right, all y'all women say y'all going to obey. You shall see. You shall see. Stay on the line. 678-358, Jamie. Oh, damn, T. Lewis is gone. T. Lewis, come back, homie. I was coming. 713 is on the line. 678-358. 678-358. What's going on? What's happening?
What's up?
What did you do? Thanks for calling the show. Who's this?
This Key.
Oh, you always calling me for some random ass, fake ass number. I don't even know what to call it. Private
this
call
is
up.
My other number. You said, well, I hope you called when it's blocked, so I unblocked it.
Oh, now I have to remember this number so I know who you are. Okay, Key's in the building. Party at Key's place. You're not invited if you don't have an invite. You just can't come. But for those of you invited, party at Key's place.
Yes, sir. And it's going to go down.
Going down. All right. I'm looking forward to that. Anyway, Keith, let me ask you a question. Let me move it along. I'm running out of time here. Do you feel like a marriage means you have to give up your individual identity? You know, you and your mate totally one, like the vows say, so you don't believe the vows. You just saying them.
It does not say that you're totally one. It's two people, like, you cannot be one person and you're two separate people. I mean,
you know
let's
what
just
I mean?
Be
don't
real.
Be,
people
don't know what
people
I mean.
People read too much into it, really. Don't read too much into
my
it.
Account. Your bills are my bills. Your life is my life. That.
Yes, I mean, your concern is my concern. Yeah, you're right. But you're still two individuals. Let's not be ignorant. You're still two people, regardless.
So your Facebook ain't none of my damn business.
Your what?
Huh? Your Facebook is none of my business. Your text message is none of my business.
You know what? My thing about this whole conversation is people, that's why people don't stay married anymore. People have totally missed the whole thing. When you're married, it becomes less about you and it becomes us. And that's when they're saying that we're becoming one. It's too many selfish people. People are so selfish these days, and that's why marriages don't last. You have to be considerate of the other person, even if it causes you to have to give a little sometimes on something that you may believe or you may not want to do. It's compromise, and people don't want to compromise these days. They stuck in their ways, and you want me to want this whole just take it like this, and that's what it is. In some areas, that's okay, but ultimately, when you marry someone, it's because you love them, you care about them. It's supposed to be.
Now, let me stop you right there. Hold on. Let me stop you right there. Because, see, I hear what you're saying, and people are going to use that as a rebuttal to what I just said. Because what you just said was, basically, you kind of alluded to, it was selfish of me to say that if I want to marry a woman, then she going to have to understand that I might come home at fucking 7 o'clock in the morning, she going to have to deal with it. So you're saying...
No, the selfish part is, the selfish part of it is, you're not even considering her feelings. You're not even considering her feelings at all, and that is your wife. That is not your girlfriend. That's not your boo. That's not your cut lady. That is your wife. You are not considering her feelings.
Now, let me ask you this.
Take it like it is.
And let me tell you why I'm taking that stance, Keith. Let me tell you why I'm taking that stance. Because this time I'm handling that situation. So it doesn't make me a selfish motherfucker if I do it like the way I say I'm going to do it. And the way I'm going to do it is I'm going to date someone for a long time before I marry them. And when I date them, we're going to have these kind of discussions. And I'm going to let it be known before you even go really further with me, before you even take me seriously, this is how I see this particular thing, this issue. Okay?
Okay, and you still didn't listen to what I said before. Marriage is about compromise. When I was married, I have come home at 5:30 or whatever, and it was no problem, you know, because like you said, it wasn't an everyday thing. We didn't have any trust issues, but like you said, a lot of times in these relationships, the reason the woman is tripping is because you've been caught doing something before. Let's not leave stuff like that out.
She had a reason not to trust you.
He had no reason not to trust me.
Okay,
if I said I'm coming in this time, he knew it was a reason why, and he knew I wasn't lying about it.
So for question number four, which you kind of just jumped to, and I'm just jumping around because the way you're talking. For question number four, I say, if you have never been caught cheating or even been suspected of cheating.
If you've never been caught, it should not be a problem. It shouldn't be a problem.
Glad you said that. Hold up. I'm glad you said that. Hold on. I am. I really am. I'm really glad you said that. And this is why. Because if I have got caught cheating, let's say we've been together 6 years. In year number two, I got caught cheating. We're in year number four. I got caught cheating 2 years ago. Because I got caught cheating 2 years ago, I am no longer trustworthy. I am no longer allowed to be out late. Has that changed?
No, I don't think that's the case. I don't think that you're not allowed to be out late. I think you should be more conscious and maybe, you know, give a phone call every now and then, you know, something like that. Because, like you said, if the club closes at 3, yeah, you want to go get something to eat. I mean, I've done it, and I was driving. I had to take somebody home, you know, and then I got to get home. So... I mean, but the thing about it is communication. It's not hard to pick up a phone, but it sounds like you feel like you shouldn't even have to call and be like, well, you know, I'm out.
If I leave the house after I'm going to the club, I'm leaving the house like 11:30. Because I go to the club like 12:30. When I go to the club, after I'm leaving the house 11:30, close to midnight, because I'm getting ready to head out. I'm going to the club. Okay. So I left. So I've only been away from the house. If I come home at 6:30, I haven't even been.
That's not the fact of the matter. We know the club closes at 3.
I don't have to call me at 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock in the morning reporting you where the fuck I am. I am going the fuck out tonight with my homeboy.
Okay. Good luck with your search for your wife, man.
That's crazy.
Maybe when you get tired of being by yourself, you'll change the way you think about things.
I won't change the way shit. I'm going to meet a motherfucker that's cool with it. I already had two women on the phone that said they
understand. Let them be the ones to understand it. And when it really happens, we'll see if they still so understanding about it.
I never caught cheating. It shouldn't be a problem, right?
like I said, if you've never been, like I also said, it's about compromise and communication. It does not hurt you to pick up the phone. That's when you stop thinking like a single man and start thinking like a married man that wants to keep his home happy. If you want to keep your home happy, the least you could do is say, baby, we're going to get something to eat. Send a text. That does not cost you anything. It does not question your manhood.
To be happy because the woman that I'm going to marry, the right woman, the woman who doesn't trip about shit like that. Why can't it be that way?
Okay. You can.
Yeah.
Good luck. Good luck. So somebody who really won't. Okay. Good luck.
Right. So you say that woman don't exist. You say that sarcastically. That woman don't exist.
Like I said, it's one thing to say that. It's another thing to actually have to deal with it. So next question.
Oh, okay. So basically, she's saying all y'all women who are saying that are fucking liars. All right. That's what she's saying. Next question. Should a wife have to obey? Should a wife obey their husband?
Yes,
all right.
She should. He should. He's the man of the house, period. If you chose him to be the man, let him be the damn man.
Are you really
your job is not to be the. I'm serious. My ex-husband, he didn't have a job for a while. I did not treat him like anything less than a man of the house.
I don't know. Some of these women don't believe in the obey thing.
Here's the thing. You know, you take the word obey. Like, I'm taking all into consideration that your husband is actually considerate of your feelings. He listens to what you have to say. You communicate. See, it's not always a bad thing to obey your husband because it depends on the relationship that you two have built. And if you have built a strong and a relationship with a strong foundation and you trust each other, you should not have any reason to be bickering back and forth if he chooses to make a decision a certain way. And then also he would take your feelings into consideration when he makes his decision if he really cares about you.
That's also true. You're right, you got to be considerate. You feel me? You understand what I'm saying? Let me ask you this. You feel me? Because I'm really stuck on what you just said. Good luck with finding this woman. You feel me?
You're saying if they lying to me, if I meet a woman and I really feel like, and I tell her this,
she like, look, that's no big deal. As long as you don't do it. Because I said it wouldn't be something I do every weekend. You feel me? I wouldn't go out and stay out at 7 o'clock every fucking weekend. I wouldn't do that. But when I go
out, like I said, that is not a problem. But also, I added the part because you can, that's why I said marriage is about compromise as well. It will not hurt you. And if you really, you know, I think the problem with you is you haven't found anyone that you actually care about and you actually really, like, in love with, love, and don't want to hurt them and put them where you're not more important because everything with you is you're really a selfish person. You're selfish. It's more about you. And at some point, it's going to have to be where it's not always about Blue. It's going to have to be about her sometimes, too.
Let me ask you this. So then, if that's something that I would admire to have in my wife, a personality trait that she doesn't trip about shit like that, how is it that when I say stuff like a woman who wants a man who makes a certain amount of money ain't a gold digger, if people jump down my throat?
You trying to compare apples to oranges.
I'm not. That's what I want in a woman. What the fuck are people
saying? Like I said, no.
Invite me to the wedding.
I'd be happy to see that union.
That's what I want.
Especially if you're still thinking the way you think now. You think like a single person. That's why you're not married now.
Because
you still think like a single person.
I got married people. Matter of fact, hold on. Jamie. Jamie.
Yeah.
What's up, homie? Thanks for calling the show. All right. Let me jump to the last question real quick, and I'll get to answer the questions. To what we're talking about, but let me address what me and Key are talking about right now. Okay, if I feel like I'm thinking like a single person when I say a quality that I want in a woman is a woman who don't trip if I come home late at night, early in the morning. If I go out, not all the time, but every now and again when I go out with my homeboy.
That's not what I said, though. I didn't even say that. I said it's okay every now and then. But the least you can do is let her know. It's called, baby. We're going to get something to eat. You don't even want to do that.
Listen to what I'm saying. If you make a big deal about it, that's all I got to do, I might do it. But just in case I forget about myself and I'm wasting, I'm having a good time, and miss my recording, I just don't fucking think to do it. You get what I'm saying? All right? Let's say I've been about three times in one year.
I do that. Two of the times I do talk, the third time I don't. You see what I'm saying? I don't want to watch them go fucking flip the fuck out and not speak to me for 2 fucking weeks because I did that. Or assume I'm fucking another bitch because I did that. Now, James, do you think that it's selfish of me to ask to look for that inner woman? If I feel that strongly about that issue.
Do what now?
Do you think it's selfish of me to look for that trait in a woman or unrealistic? If I want a woman,
right.
To look for that. Because you married, you should let me know.
Be honest. You married, be honest.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead. I'm listening. Go ahead.
The phone was breaking. I'm telling you one more time.
I said the question is, homie, do you think that with me, do you think I'm selfish for asking, for looking for that trait in a woman, for wanting to find a woman who won't trip out on me if I go out and hang out at 7 o'clock in the morning every now and again, like maybe every 2 months or some shit, make back. That's about the that's about it. Right now, it's when I like to say it might be every 3 months I'm gonna hang out that late. When I go out and I hang out. You think it's selfish of me to look for that quality in a woman to find a woman or unrealistic, like he sarcastically alluded. It's unrealistic of me to think to find a woman who has no problem with that.
Well,
now you carry
it. In today's society, I think it will be kind of hard, but it might be somebody out there like that say, but most women, they look at after the club is over. There's no real reason to be out there at that particular time. Like, me and my wife, we have an understanding. Basically, be about 5 o'clock. That's a good time.
So you saying it's not
safe? I mean, I'm going to say it's not realistic. It's somebody, I mean, it might be somebody out there, but the type of work you do, too, is going to probably lead you to come home later than the average person doing, like, shows or whatever.
But see, like I said, Jamie, I was telling him at least you could be considerate enough to call and or shoot a text like, babe, we're going to pick something up to eat after the club. He don't even want to do that. It's not even the point about you coming home at 6. It's the point that you don't want to call. I shouldn't have to motherfucking call. If I'm just out, I'm just out. Shut the fuck up. No, you thinking like a single person. Like I said, it's not the point that you out there late. You can be considerate enough towards your wife, to at least shoot a text.
If she make a big deal about me calling, I probably call. That'll be
she
the way I come.
You should make a big deal about it. You should be considering something that you're not big on. Okay.
If she don't make a big deal about me, if she don't say I have to call and she says she's good with it, which is my ideal woman, then we good. I'd rather have the one who doesn't make a big deal about it.
Okay.
You say she,
all right.
Say she don't exist. That's what I'm asking you. You say
no,
she don't exist.
I said that you're inconsiderate and selfish. And selfish does not make good marriage. A selfish person will not stay married long.
Jamie,
I guarantee that.
I'm not selfish,
you need to be by yourself.
Listen to that, because that doesn't make me selfish at all. That don't make you like women who say they want a man who makes a certain amount of money. Don't make them a gold digger. It'll make them want a good, decent man, right? Same fucking
whatever.
Thing. They want a man. They want a man who makes a certain amount of money. They don't want a broke nigga. Oh, I ain't saying I'm a gold digger.
It's nothing wrong with wanting what you want. It's nothing wrong with what you want. But like I said, you think like a single man. You don't think like a married man.
If you want a man who won't make a certain amount of money, who got a job.
Like I said, knock yourself out. You
can
want what
that?
You want.
You're right. So gold diggers want niggas who make a certain amount of money.
They want what they want. So, hey, everybody wants what they want. So, and I wish everybody looked with what they want.
Okay. So, let me go ahead and get to James. James, I got your own key. All right, Jamie, let me ask you these questions. Since you're a married man, see, these are kind of debates that I can go back and forth all night with a female about. You feel what I'm saying? Because they call me selfish and shit, you feel me, when I say something that's what a quality that I want in a woman. I don't feel like I'm asking too much. Why I got to be thinking like a fucking single man when I say if I go out every now and again, maybe 3 months, which is, if it's 3 months, that can only be a maximum of 3 times per fucking year that I do that, and it might not even be that often. Why is it a big fucking such? Why am I a selfish motherfucker? Why is it unrealistic? Why am I thinking like a single man when I say if I go out every now and again and I come home really late to the wee hours of the morning that I want my wife to say nothing about me because it's not something I do often? Why am I a selfish motherfucker? Why am I thinking like a single nigga? Why can't it be that when I find a woman, I'm going to find a woman that's cool like that? They out there. I know they are. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, I feel what you're saying. It's just, I mean, everybody gonna find that particular person that's for them, but I'm just telling you today, most women, it's just a matter of respect. I mean, like, I won't stay out all night just out of respect for my wife. I mean, I mean, but if I had that kind of understanding, if I did stay out all night, I mean, I feel like she'll trust me because I don't have no reputation for cheating. I don't have no reputation for handling my business that way. You know what I'm saying?
So it's all about the trust factor. So let me ask you this real quick, then, and I got two more problems. So when you got married, since you married, do you feel like marriage means you had to give up your identity and become one, or do you keep a sense of self identity? And if you do, since you're married, if you do keep a sense of self identity, what are the things that you keep separate?
Basically, it's like the bank accounts and all that stuff. We run a business, so all our stuff is pretty much together. We both work together. It's just like a team, like T-Red was saying. I look at everything as being like teamwork, but like as far as like my recreation and hanging out with people I hang out with, that's the only thing that I pretty much keep separate. But as far as like bank accounts and stuff like that, all our stuff is pretty much joint. I have my own separate bank account. She got her own separate bank account. But she ain't, it ain't to the point where she got to watch what's in it or I got to watch what's in her bank account because, I mean, I trust her and she trusts me. But that's
so
where it all started.
Everybody
really.
Keeps using the word. I said at the beginning of the show, the word trust was going to be brought up over and over again in this conversation. And here we are. It's been brought up. I'm not even going to try to imagine or count how many times. So let me ask you this. If someone wants to keep certain parts of their life separate in a marriage, let's say a person's wife doesn't want them to have access to their bank accounts, or they don't want them to have access, or they want to just keep this separate. You feel they want to have their own bank account, they don't want you to have a code to their MySpace or their phone so you can go through their text messages or anything like that at will. Do you think that makes them less trustworthy or more inclined to cheat?
Well, I feel like it may be something going on that they're just trying to hide everything, obviously trying to hide everything. But, I mean, in my situation, we just live, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
The trust is already there, so we don't have to go through that. I ain't worrying about hiding no phones and all that, putting
right.
codes in. But, I mean, when I first met her, I just laid my phone down, so it's still the same thing today. Everything, basically, whatever ground you lay, when you meet your lady, that's the same ground it's going to be when you get married.
I don't know, Jamie. See, this is another underlying theme of the damn conversation. What should change? Should things change once you get married? I mean, if I had my phone locked and all that stuff now, but then some people feel like once they get married, that changes the game. Now you're married. You feel what I'm saying? That's why you got people who change their relationship status. I mean, that's why your name changes and your legal documents change. Now you are married. Now the game technically is supposed to change some kind of way. This is what most people think. That's the whole difference between just dating and being married. It's another level. It's another kind of level of commitment. Right?
I don't feel like it should be like no new boundaries just because we went and got married. I mean, during the dating process, you get an understanding with each other. Then when y'all come to the conclusion that y'all can be married, then y'all take that other step. I mean, it's not so much about, when we get married, all the balls and chains, the locks going to come out. Whatever respect you have in the beginning, that's the same respect you carry on into the relationship.
Okay.
There ain't no new stuff going on. I mean,
right.
Okay, I ain't going to. You know what I'm saying? You ain't coming up with new laws. It's not like new laws been passed because we just got married. Just like our homeboy just got married. Whatever they was doing before, they probably still doing it just like they was married before for real because we know they've been together for a long time.
So what you're saying is when you're dating somebody, nothing should change once you get married. I want to make sure I'm saying this clearly for everybody that's listening on the line. All right? The way the homie is saying it, Once you become seriously dating, the person that you were when you were seriously dating, you should in fact stay that person when you get married. So getting married changes nothing, is what you're saying. It shouldn't amp up things. Nothing should change because now you're married except your last name and I don't know what else. You know what I'm saying? But nothing should technically change outside from when you was dating. Is this what you're saying?
Right. Dating is just a practice. The marriage is the real game. The game's gonna be played the same. I mean, it ain't gonna be no real new rules. If you don't respect the person before you get married, you ain't gonna get no greater respect when y'all get married. Them rings and stuff, they just really materialistic items to me. I mean, you're gonna already respect that person. I mean, women might look at it different. Oh, we married now. This gonna happen or that's gonna happen. Your name's just gonna change. As far as I'm concerned, I got the same love for my wife that I had before. I mean, when we was just dating, it's the same.
Okay. So let me ask you this about the obey one. I got another call on the line, too. Actually, a couple more. I might have to run the overtime. So a side question is, do you think your wife should obey what you say as a man in the house, as a husband? She should, even when she disagrees, she should obey at the end of the day.
Yeah, I think she do obey. I mean, like, if it comes to a point, but I'm a laid-back guy. And, I mean, I listen to her opinion, but at the end of the day, she give me the last say-so. She's going to give me the respect, so I have the last say-so.
Okay. That's cool. I'm just asking. Some women, they say that obey part with conditions. Well, if he is providing or if he is a good man. Well, first of all, if you want a good fucking man, bitch, why are you married? That's the first question I got for the first woman who say, well, if you're a good man, well, how the fuck did y'all get married if you wasn't? I'm just saying. Where was your antenna, bitch?
Yeah, I agree with that totally.
You see what I'm saying? Where was your antenna? If all of a sudden now he ain't a good man, now you don't want to listen to him. What the fuck was your antennas? Oh, people change. Well, if people change, then that means if he was a cheater when he first, 4 years ago he cheated, then he can change and not cheat no more. So if you caught him cheating before, you should X that out if you stayed with him and kept with him. After he cheated, if you stayed there, you didn't divorce him, you didn't leave him, go bring up the old shit. Fuck the old shit. The level of trust should be the same as though he never got caught cheating because you stayed. People change. Right? See, I can go back and forth with these motherfuckers all day about stuff like this. People like to have their cake and eat it too. Well, I don't let it go down. Okay, 100. And just to make one other note about my point, what I said earlier in my exchange with Key, I'm not asking for anything that I would not, in return, allow my wife to do. Therefore, I'm not going to be the nigga tripping on her. If every 3 months or once or twice a year, three times a year, she go out and she party with her motherfucking homegirls. Her homegirls have a motherfucking party. And she ain't got to call my motherfucking phone at 5 o'clock in the morning, 4:30 in the morning. Baby, we leaving the club. We finna go get something to eat. Baby, we finna goddamn stop over here. We gonna drop such and such off. Baby, I'll be home in a little bit. I got about an hour. Sleep. Or I might be at, what the fuck ever. You don't got to call me. Thus, there in turn, I'm not finna call you unless I just feel like calling you. Tonight. My point. All right. Jamie, thanks for calling the show. I'm going to the next call, all right?
All right, homie.
713, what it do? K100 Internet Radio.
Man, what's good? It's your boy, Young D-Ray the Great.
What's going on, homie? Thanks for calling the show, you did.
Oh, man.
I've been going in tonight, man.
I hear you, man. What's good, man? What's wrong with the married people? What the problem is?
I don't know. Well, if you were listening, some married people see things some way and some see it another way. You feel me? People accused of being selfish. I call a selfish motherfucker just because I want a woman who won't trip about me coming home late every now and again. I guess selfish, thinking like a single nigga, I guess. I don't know. The woman don't...
From what I hear with everybody talking about the whole marriage plan, man, everybody, touching on little key parts like, respect and trust and all that. Man, what they failing to realize is all the shit boiled down to, man, with however you share your life with another motherfucker, it come down to compromise, man. Like you say, because you was who you was before you got there. You see what I'm saying? So you probably been staying out all night. So if you get married, that title ain't going to stop you from staying out all night. Now, the compromise is how much are you willing to do the shit. Am I going to do it enough to compromise my marriage? Or am I going to let my marriage compromise how much time I'm out here in these streets? It's going to be a little give and take. And if you ain't willing to bend, you know what I'm saying, shit, you better off walking the lonely road.
Right. And like I said, I'm willing to bend. Where I'm willing to bend is, yeah, I may stay out late to 7 o'clock sometime, but it won't be all the fucking time. That's my compromise. Because I'm married, I'm willing to tell you, look, I won't go out and do this all the time frequently. Okay? That's where I'm bending.
Yeah.
That's where I'm compromising at. I'm not going to do it all the fucking time. But when I fucking do it, I fucking do it. It won't be often. It won't be every weekend. It won't be every month. That's where I'm bending at. That's why I won't do it every weekend like I'm 24 with no kids and single and shit. I won't do it all the time, but when I do it, which won't be often, what the fuck is the big deal? And I believe,
yeah,
I don't believe, the woman who understands that is out here, and there's plenty of them.
Yeah, I definitely feel you on that, because you can't let that shit change you into somebody you're not. You still, you got your own individual personality. You got to be able to spread your wings, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's what people get married fucked up. They become different people once they married. And now you got all these different issues and shit, man. If you knew you were trying to turn the hoe into a housewife and you were hoeing your damn self, man, it ain't going to work. Somebody going to have to start tricking.
Right. Exactly. So let me ask you this. So you don't feel like marriage means you have to give up any of your individual self. You feel me? You know what I mean?
No, because I think, you know what I'm saying? Just like, bro, I get my grind on, you feel me? So if I meet a woman and we get down on whatever level, we end up to the point to where we married. That's how she met me. That's how she know me. That's what I am. That's how I've been putting food on the table. That's me. So you can't, you know, change.
Okay.
You can't let it change you.
So let me ask you this. Are you married now?
No.
Okay, if you wanted to get married, give me some examples of something.
That's like a disease.
Well, see, now all the women on the line will be like, oh, this motherfucker, he one of them niggas. You feel me?
Yeah.
They're going to say you one of them kind of niggas because that's how you feel. That's why you feel how you feel.
Nah, it's just I'd rather make more money by my goddamn self. But that don't have nothing to do with feelings and emotions. Now, if you find somebody you love and you want, well, yeah, that's good and fine and dandy. You know, me, all my best friends is damn president, so shit, I got a different outlook on that, but I know about relationships because I fuck with women. I ain't no punk.
Okay. So let me ask you this then. If you want, let's just say, I don't know, I can't even ask you that question because you ain't cooperating. You like fuck marriage altogether. Let me jump down. Let me ask you this. Which one of these people do you think are less trustworthy or more likely to cheat? Let's say you got one chick. Every time you ask her, baby, let me see your phone, or let me look at your Facebook, or who you talking to on the phone, and she answer you, she give up the phone, she let you look at the Facebook, it's whatever. But the other chick always be like, why you always on my damn phone? Why you trying to check my phone and shit? Which one of them females do you think are more trustworthy and more likely to cheat?
Man, I don't trust neither one of them. What you mean? You can't make a distinction between the two. You see what I'm saying? Because you ultimately you can't control what no individual is gonna do. You see what I'm saying? I know teachers and dope fiends and doctors. You know what I'm saying? Shit is crazy, bro. You can't just feel like a motherfucker is gonna be tamed to the fact. You know what I'm saying? They gonna be this way. Now you just have to expect the unexpected. You know what I'm saying? That's what people run into. Because like even though I'm not married, bro, I'm in a relationship. My relationship is lovely because I expect the unexpected. You know what I'm saying? You never know what might happen from one moment to the next. You know what I'm saying? We don't got lassos around each other trying to, you know what I'm saying, dictate moves and chessboards and checkers and shit like that. Man, you got to live life, bro. You got to. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Because you got people on the phone line that would say, nigga, you still want to be single, then that's why you ain't married. That's why you just kicking it with the chick. That's why you ain't married, because you ain't ready to give up that. You ain't ready to give it up. Like my caller Key said, you still selfish. You still in single mode.
Oh, that's okay. They must not be living good as I am, dude. I don't know what to tell them.
Okay, last question. Should a wife obey her husband? Should a wife obey the husband?
Yeah, because it's in the good book.
Well, in the Bible it says you become one. You're not separate anymore once you get married also. So.
Probably a couple miles.
Yeah, you're supposed to be equally yoked. But I mean, shit, ultimately, because the woman got a role, bro. You know what I'm saying? Whether or not they like it or however they feel, it's the ones who be like, we ain't got it because you wasn't raised right. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you're supposed to cook. Yeah, you're supposed to clean. Yeah, you. As long as that man bring home bacon, you supposed to have certain obligations that you got. So a lot of them be on this new millennium shit, and they just want a nigga to keep them in something flying fresh, looking young, flying flashy, jamming pretty good rock. You know what I'm saying? No. Hey, bitch, my kids need to know how to read. Can you sit down and teach them? If you don't know nothing except for getting your nails painted, I can't expect for you to teach Junior his ABCs. And we got to go buy babies to read, so both of you illiterate bastards can be up today.
All right, homie. Thanks for calling the line. Thank you for calling the show. I'm getting ready to end, homie. Appreciate it, homie. It was a good show, man. I hope we gave some people some game. I hope we established what it takes to be in a successful marriage. Obviously, I don't know. I don't know. Hold on before I go. Keith, you want to say something else? I got 30 seconds.
Man, I just, like I said, everybody like what they like and they want what they want.
A selfish person
will not stay married long. That's my game right there. Keep being selfish, you won't stay married long. A selfish person will never be married for long.
Right, you say
unless
that.
Unless they just married a dumb ass.
You say that, but like I said, your definition of selfish is different. You see what I'm saying?
And stop misconstruing what I said. I said you can be considerate enough, but that's you.
I could be what now?
You could at least be considerate enough to call. That's not you. They don't hurt you any. I don't give a damn if it's twice a year. A little consideration never kill anybody. That just let the person know that you at least give a damn about them.
What if she doesn't care if I call?
And that's fine. She don't care. It's no big deal.
Why does it make a selfish motherfucker a woman care?
Because you're selfish outside of that. Even outside of that, you still selfish.
Okay. Thanks for calling me.
Okay. You're welcome.
K100 Internet Radio. You know what I'm saying? Of course. Oh. Well, it doesn't matter because I'm going to have an after party anyway. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to the show. I'm not a selfish motherfucker, okay? No more than a woman who wants a man with a job that can provide for them is a gold digger. This is how I feel, all right? You know what I'm saying? You feel me? If my wife makes a big deal about it, if I love everything else about this woman, and this is the one area that we disagree on, if I love everything else about her, of course I'll be a fucking idiot to let her go. If everything else about her is on point, and this is the one thing where we just don't see eye to eye on, if I love her like that, what motherfucker not gonna compromise that one thing? It's not ironclad set in stone. But when I look for the woman, when I talk to the woman, when I date the woman, okay, this is something that I look for. This is the trait that I would like to have. All right? Every guy that you date, ladies, may not make as much money as you like. But you're going to compromise it because you love that man. I'm willing to compromise if I'm into that chick. But at the same time, that don't make me a selfish motherfucker for going after that in my relationship. K100 Internet Radio, thanks for calling into the show. Episode 166, I had a blast. It was a good show. Sorry to everybody who I couldn't get to when y'all were calling earlier. Got to call earlier to get on the line. I guess I'm sorry. I'll be trying to move as fast as I can. You feel me? But my show is about real conversation. And I spend 100% of my shit on topic. All right? I catch you guys tomorrow for episode 167. Thanks for tuning in. I'm your host, Blizzum. I'm out. Until tomorrow, I guess. I don't know what I'm talking about, but it's going to be a good one. Oh, yes, I do. It's going to be a good one. You should check tomorrow out. I'm out. K100 Internet Radio.